There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea to call me whenever the spirit moves you, whether it's something we're talking about or something that's just on your mind and you'd like me to chat with you about it. We have the option. You can always call me with a question. You can Facebook a question to me, or you can email me a question. Or even if it's not a specific question, we've sort of created a situation where you can be the program director and just tell me something you'd like me to talk about at some point, because people were doing that, and I thought, well, maybe we should be a little more welcoming to giving people a chance to say, look, I don't necessarily have a specific question, but could you talk about whatever? Okay, and so the idea is to make information as available and accessible to you as altogether possible. So that's what we do around here. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. Boston Marathon is next week. It's usually around Patriots Day, which is, I think, April 17th, but it's going to be next, a week from today, right? I think it is?
Yep.
Yeah. And last week, the bomber was sentenced. He was guilty, I think, on all 30 counts. And mm-hmm. So I think the question we asked was because apparently Boston does not have, or Massachusetts does not have a death penalty, but it's considered a federal crime. So we're saying because it's a relevant topic to look at to say, okay, what do you think about? Should there be death penalty? Why are we not? And we got a number of people who felt apparently pretty strongly about it. So I decided we'd talk about it in between, that there has not been a sentencing yet and probably will not be a sentencing until after the marathon, which seems to me to make a certain amount of sense. And the trial was concluded last week. The sentencing will be at some point in the future, and the marathon is next week. So I just thought it seemed like a kind of a relevant time to be discussing it. So do you have any strong feelings about it one way or the other, Manny?
Personally, I think he should be thrown in a dark cell without a window and left to rot. I think giving him the death penalty I think it's honestly seemingly easier for him.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. If I had a choice,
kind of stew in a cell and.
Yep. Well, I mean, there's several issues. I tend to agree with you. If I had a choice about being locked up for the next 50 years of my life in a cell or being put to death, I think I would probably prefer something quick. You know, I think I'd probably prefer the death penalty. It's a little hard to know since, I mean, either are kind of fairly terrifying. The issue from a taxpayer standpoint is one is a great deal more expensive than the other, although with the death penalty there are so many people are on death row for years, and it is an expensive process for the taxpayer as well as everybody else. So, in terms of expenses, but you know, I think talking in terms of crime and punishment and expenses and life and death seems a little off-putting. I read something that made some sense, but your particular solution offsets it, which is saying putting him in prison with the general population just gives him an opportunity to convert other people to become a lightning rod for like-minded people to take revenge on the system. And we know that prison in general is not particularly redemptive, or there is not much rehabilitation that goes on, and most people who are in prison get out. So that, but your solution is saying putting them in solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That seems cruel and unusual to a certain extent. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not either on the jury. I'm glad I don't have to decide penalty. The issue about death penalty is troublesome. I think that, and we know that there are people on death row who have been found through DNA, for example, to be innocent.
Right.
Which means that there's a certain number of people statistically that have been put to death in various states who statistically we would have to assume that some percentage of them were innocent. And the idea of killing an innocent person is kind of an anathema. If what you're saying is if you kill people, we're going to kill you back, I don't know. I also saw Wolf Hall last night, which is the issue about Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII and Jane Seymour and Catherine of Aragon and all those, and putting people to death if they don't do what you want them to do is more than a little upsetting and kind of bloodthirsty. So, I don't know. It's hard for me to be in favor of the death penalty. And again, if I'm looking at it a humanistic point of view, locking somebody up for the rest of their life, I don't know. Let's see what other people say.
We'll start with Chandra. She says, life in prison, because I don't think it would be an easy life for him. I think it would be a struggle, a battle, which he deserves. I think with a death sentence, he'd possibly be getting off easy, since I'm unsure what happens after death. If someone could assure me he would burn in hell for eternity, then I may be good with a death sentence. Either way, he deserves to suffer.
Well, I guess she said it all, didn't she? Okay. The idea of, I suppose if we're going to look at it on a different basis, it occurred to me as I was listening to her thinking about it, was that if we really want to believe in redemption and people changing, then if somebody's alive, there's always the possibility of redemption and changing their mind and repenting. I don't know how much we believe in repentance. I don't know how much we care about repentance in his particular case, in anybody's particular case. I suppose for the good of the transcendental shared soul, that we just assume that everybody sort of had unstained souls, but I'm not sure how many people sort of invest in that theory. Okay, keep going.
Marie says, death penalty. He does not deserve to be supported in jail by the American people. No way. He not only murdered those precious and innocent people in Boston, but he touched every American with his evil terrorist attack. God bless America.
Okay, well, that we should get both those women on to discuss with each other, which is the more punitive, I guess. Okay.
Val says, I couldn't vote for the death penalty, but, on the other hand, some people in prison want to join terrorist groups outside the U.S., and they may look to him as a leader. Or a person among them who is their role model, maybe life in solitary confinement.
Yeah, she got to the same point that I did, is that although from everything we've learned, he doesn't seem like the leader type. And charisma does not seem to be his strong point. And blaming things on his brother, I was misled, does not necessarily the stuff of which great leaders are made. But I hear you. I mean, that is a concern that other people have voiced as well, is that when you've got a population who already feels outside the system and wronged by the system and that there's not much in the system to offer them, putting somebody in their midst who could politicize them, knowing that most of those people will, in fact, be out on the street at some point, may not be the world's smartest idea.
Dwayne says, hi, Dr. Brown. When life and death imprisonment are your only options, it makes it difficult to pick, but I would say life.
Yeah, and see, I think the prison system, for both our sakes, for both society's sake and the inmate's sake, should be less sitting around in a cell and more cleaning up the highway. And I'm not in favor of chain gangs, really, but I am in favor of people doing meaningful work, not only for society's sake, because prison's a very expensive thing to do. It costs about the same to keep somebody in prison as it does to send them to Harvard for a year. And that's a drain on the economy as well as our collective consciousness, but doing something that is valuable to society, which gives them some sense of meaning as well. Because, again, most of those people are going to get out at some point and feeling that there's something meaningful they can do benefits them and benefits society while they're in there. And for the people who were not able to be rehabilitated, at least we're not giving them, and to say a free ride, it's not a free ride, it's an expensive ride, and doesn't really benefit us. It's expensive as taxpayers, and it doesn't benefit them in that they haven't learned anything valuable or had any chance to improve their lot in life once they're out. So maybe it's not only should those two choices for him, but for everybody, maybe that there should be meaningful work to do. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. So we're talking about something that is an unusual topic for this program, but you guys inspired me with the discussion about boundaries and limitations on welfare recipients and how reasonable and thoughtful you were about discussing both sides of what has become a very polarizing issue and how unpolarized you guys were, that it wasn't that you didn't have strong opinions and that there wasn't a clear delineation between people who felt one way and people who felt the other, but there it seemed to me kind of an intelligent discussion as opposed to name-calling or brandishing theories. You guys did such a great job on it that I decided to kind of wander into the issue with the Boston Marathon bomber, since he was sentenced last week and the marathon is next week. So it's that, and it is certainly looking at one of the controversial issues of our time, which is the death penalty. Massachusetts does not have a death penalty, but it's considered a federal crime. So, and how you guys felt about it and why. So let's continue that for a little bit.
We go to Francis. Francis says, even if he gets the death penalty, he would spend years on death row before being executed. In some ways, I feel that life in prison is even more harsh. I would not want to be on that jury making that decision.
I don't know who does the actual sentencing. Does the jury do it or does the judge do it?
I always thought the judge usually did it.
I did too. Because the jury, I think the jury was already dismissed, as my understanding is. The sentencing is, I don't know. Let's see if Boston, let's see. I don't know. I knew a little bit about the Boston court system at one point because I lived there. But I don't know. You keep going. I'll see if I can find it.
Her point is well taken, though. I mean, it's just...
Well, yeah, I had said that. He's going to be nobody's executed immediately in this country.
Right. Let's see. Dave says, sorry, I disagree. I think death is the only suitable punishment for what he did. Belinda says, death. But I'm more literal. Strap a bomb to him, put him in a distant field, and set it off. He showed absolutely no emotion when the injuries that maimed and killed were discussed at trial. He is a cold-blooded terrorist. Need more evidence? Did you hear what his mom said? I rest my case.
Okay.
Let's see. Sally Ann just says, death. Connie says, I am against the death penalty, so life. Sadly, if we hadn't done what we did in Iraq, this might not have happened.
Okay.
Michelle says, I think life in prison with no chance of parole sounds like a much worse punishment than death. I'd rather die than be in prison for life. He will get death eventually, and then he has to answer to God. Maybe that will give him time to realize what a terrible, horrible thing he did was so wrong and actually be sorry someday. Just a couple more.
Well, this is a day after the jury found Boston Marathon bomber guilty. On the minds of victims is whether jurors will deliver a death penalty verdict. So apparently it is up to the jury.
Okay. Maybe it just depends on the state.
Yeah.
The judge or the jury makes that decision.
Yeah, I don't, let's see what it says. Sentence delay. Yeah, well, we know that it was being delayed. I just see if it says that the jury, the implication was that the jury decides. Judge did an incredible job at handling this case. Family and folks, survivors to get through the 15th and had the marathon after that resumed the trial. See what there. One of the officers was killed. Saint is saying she's against the death penalty. So my whole system just blanked out. So we'll see if I can get it back again. But apparently it is up to the jury.
Okay.
Will Boston jury sentence the marathon bomber to death? It looks like it is up to the jury.
We have a couple more votes. Let's see, death penalty. Kim says, let him go to prison and make sure the other inmates know that he killed an 8-year-old and injured 7 other children.
Yeah.
Vivian says, definitely the death penalty. He took so much from so many without regard for any of them. He's on Earth using oxygen without purpose. Why should we have to pay to keep him alive? Death by injection is too good for him.
This says, while a poll last month favored life in prison over execution in Massachusetts, 62-27%, it's not a clear indicator of what the 12 jurors will decide. He's only 21 years old. Mm-hmm. It says a lot about the population as a whole, but these 12 jurors were death penalty qualified. Apparently they were all asked whether they could vote for the death penalty.
I see.
If Bush came to stuff, they'll be able to vote if the law provides for the death penalty in this case.
Let's see. Heather says, life imprisonment because we don't wish to empower the state in principle to take the life of its own citizens, and it's morally superior to empower the state. Victims and victims' families to torture the guilty daily until the guilty can't stand the torture anymore and ask to be euthanized.
I don't think you can ask to be euthanized. And I don't know if people in prison can decide to be euthanized. I don't think so. But most Boston voters favored life in prison over execution.
Mm-hmm.
Americans are fairly divided over the sentence. 47% those questioned wanting death. 43% said they prefer life in prison. So the country as a whole is almost equally divided. One of the jurors said that she's against the death penalty, but she could consider imposing it. There has to be a unanimous decision by the jury, which I didn't. Did you know that?
I as far as implying the death penalty, no, I did not know that it had to be. I mean, I know it has to be unanimous in terms of ruling, you know, determining guilty or not guilty, but I didn't know.
Apparently for the death penalty. Aggravating factors such as deliberately placing the bomb near children play a critical role in the death penalty phase. Legal experts say aggravating factors might outweigh mitigating factors in the eyes of the jurors in order to reach a death sentence, because an 8-year-old was killed.
So if it has to be unanimous, and, you know, you've got 12 jurors and it has to be unanimous, and 8 people say life and 4 people say death penalty, what are they?
Doesn't make any difference if 11 people say death and one,
right,
one person says life.
Right. So what are they, if it's not unanimous, what's the ultimate?
I would assume that it's that the death penalty is what requires unanimity.
Okay, got it.
That's what this seems to say.
Okay.
He was 19 years old when it was committed. They're going to say his frontal lobe was not fully developed yet. I don't know that they're going to be able to get away with that.
That's a, it's a very slippery slope.
Yeah, I think that that's unlikely to work. But the fact that I think that it's probably true that whether the listeners think that it should be death penalty or not, if it has to be unanimous, my guess is that it will, that he will get life in prison without parole. But we'll see. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sandra, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Sandra? Yoo-hoo.
Hello?
There you are. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you? I'm glad to talk to you.
Me too. What's on your mind?
Actually, I've been married for like 10 years, and my husband has been receiving and sending text messages to another female. And I just found this out today because I have his phone. He didn't take it to work, and I don't know how to go about bringing this to his attention. And yesterday, he had hung up the telephone, but he didn't hang it up, and I heard him give his telephone number out to a female, and I asked him to change his number today, so we're supposed to do that today.
So you've been married for 3 years, you said?
10 years.
How old are you, Sandra?
I'm 51. I just turned 51.
Well, happy birthday. How old's he?
Thank you. He's 50. He'll be 52.
How long did you guys know each other before you got married?
Like, about a year.
Okay.
About a year and 5 months.
Okay. So you've got his phone. So what did the text messages say?
Well, this happened like in February. It was a message stating that she would be home in 15 minutes. And then it was another message, him asking her to hook up. And she said, okay.
It said hook up? Those specific words?
Yeah, he texted her and said, can we hook up? That means, can we have sex? That's what it said. Something like, could we hook up? And then she texted back and said, okay.
Well, hook up.
I don't know if it took place or not.
Well, and hookup means different.
I can read exactly what it's saying. I can read it.
You do? You think he's had sex with her?
Yeah, he wants to. I mean, that's according to the text he was asking.
Well, but hookup can mean different things to different people. I mean, there are people for whom hookup means having sex, and there are people for hookup means just bumping into each other.
Okay.
It doesn't. So, did the two of you have a good sex life?
Yes.
Do you think, I mean, when you think about it, do you think he's cheating on you?
Yes. Excuse me, can I read the text message because I have it here, please? One moment.
Sure.
I know we don't have time, but let me see.
That's all right. I'll give you the time. Don't worry about that.
Okay, it says something like, I want to, he didn't spell it right, but it say I want something. And then she texted back and said, okay. And actually, my concern is he texting women, and I don't think, I just don't like that.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I don't know exactly what it means, but all right, look, do you want to stay in this marriage, or do you want to be out of this marriage?
I want to stay in
okay.
it. But
then I think what you
like
do...
This, I'm falling out of love with him.
I hear. You don't want to feel like you're being fooled. So when he thought he'd hung up the phone, this was yesterday, he thought he'd hung up the phone?
Right, and I heard him talking to another female, talking about, she was like, he said, well, can I have your phone number? Because see, where he worked at, they sell like CDs or whatever. He was telling me he was selling, the lady was asking him about some weed or something. You know, just some excuse.
Right. Does he know you have his phone?
Yes, today he know I have it.
But he doesn't know that you've seen the text message.
No.
All right.
And it's been eating me up. I just got off work. And I've been intending to call you like several months ago because I had some, concerns. And, like, he don't wear his wedding ring. It's been like over 5 years he don't wear his wedding ring.
Okay. If you knew he was cheating, would you want to stay or would you want to go?
I would want to go.
Okay. If you weren't sure he was cheating, would you want to stay or would you want to go?
I would stay, but my concern now is, since I know this information, I have had sex with him without condoms.
Got it.
I believe I need to just use condoms from this point on regardless.
Okay. Good, legitimate point. All right. If you weren't sure if he was cheating, but he promised you that this would end it, that he was just... He was bored or he was being silly and he really did love you. Would you want to go forward with him or not?
Yeah, I go forward with him.
Okay. Now we understand. So if you're not sure, but you want to go forward with him, especially if he promised that this would change, then I think the percentage play is to say to him, I love you, but this, I need to be sure that you are completely loyal and faithful to me. And so I need a couple things from you. First of all, I need you to go get a test to make sure you don't have any sexually transmitted diseases. Number two, if you're not sure at this moment, I need you to get away from me and to go live on your own for some period of time. And if you, the quickest way to lose me is to go and have sex with somebody else while you're apart from me. Because I need for you to decide that either you want to be true to me and spend the rest of your life with me and keep yourself above suspicion, or you can't. And if you can't, don't torture me. Just leave and stay away. And don't, I mean, I'm not your enemy. But I don't want to live in a circumstance where I can't trust you. I can't have sex with you because I figure I'm likely to get some sexually transmitted disease. So I, at this moment, Sandra, I wouldn't ask him if he was cheating or not. Because if he says yes, then you have to toss him out. If he says no, you don't believe it. You don't know whether to believe him. So I would say, at this moment, if you're cheating, you need to, first of all, you have to go to a doctor and get a physical to make sure that you don't have a sexually transmitted disease, nor do I. No, you haven't given me one, number one. Number two, if you're not sure that you can commit to me, you need to clear out of this house and go and be by yourself for a while. And if you even think about another woman, if you get with another woman, then do us both a favor and just start divorce proceedings. Or you decide that I'm the best thing that's ever happened to you. You want to spend the rest of your life with me, and you're never going to put either of us in this situation again. But I wouldn't ask him, because if you ask him, you're not going to, I mean, if he lies to you, that's just one more problem. And if he doesn't lie to you, then you're going to have to toss him out if he is actually having an affair. And what you're saying is, if I knew that he would clean up his act, and I wasn't sure if he'd had an affair, then I'd want to go forward. So that's what I would do. I would wait until he comes home today and say, because he's expecting you to read him the Riot Act, and what you're going to say is, I can't live like this. If you want to be out of this relationship, then leave. If you want to stay in this relationship, then you need to go get a you need to go to the doctor to make sure you're not going to give me a sexually transmitted disease, because otherwise you're going to be in a situation where you're not really accusing him of cheating. You don't know if he's been cheating, but you're going to stop having sex with him. And then he's going to say, well, I wasn't cheating before, but now that we're not having sex, then what difference does it make if I have sex with someone else because you're not having sex with me? So you don't want that situation at all. What you want to say to him is, here's the deal. You either commit to me or you don't. If you don't, be honest with me. I don't even care if you had an affair. Just tell me that you want out of this relationship, that you're not capable of fidelity, and get the hell out of Dodge. I don't want to see you anymore, number one. If you love me and you want this relationship to work, then you need to go to a doctor and have a clean bill of health. You need to make sure that I'm the one you want. And if you're not sure, then you go live by yourself for a while. And if you can live by yourself and miss me, then you come back to me and understand you're never going to put either of us in this position again. And if not, divorce me and get away from me. But I wouldn't ask him, because it doesn't buy you anything.
All
you see what I'm saying?
10 years ago, so...
Pardon?
I had listened to you 10 years ago because I called you one time when I first found numbers in his pocket in it or whatever, and you was like, you know, don't go to him with it unless you're going to do something about it. Remember?
Yeah.
This
years ago. Yeah.
And
all right. So that's what I would do. And because that way, first of all, you're back in charge. You're not asking him to lie to you. You're not his mother. You're not sort of saying, are you a naughty little boy? But you're saying, here's the rules. And if you want me, here's how to hold on to me. And if you don't, leave. I mean, it's not because I'm not your enemy. I'm not the bad guy. And it's not even that you're the bad guy. I just don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to live where I can't trust you. I don't want to have sex with you. I worry about whether you're having sex with other women. It's not. And you should be a more righteous individual than that.
Okay. And also, I'm like, I don't like feeling like this. And I'm kind of glad I did not call her, because I learned from you, never call the other woman.
No, it doesn't. I mean, she's not the problem. She's as much a victim as you are. I mean, the person who's responsible to you, who owes you the loyalty, who made the promise to you, is him, not somebody else. And there's always going to be somebody around. So that's not the issue. The issue is he capable of fidelity and honesty and openness and love and commitment? And if he is, great. If he's not, there are other men around. There are other people around. There's you. Okay?
All right. Thank you. I'm going to try to be strong and hold on. Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too, Sandra.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. How about if we did an email here?
Let's do it.
Okay.
This email is from Sue. Sue says, Dr. Joy, I recently broke up with my boyfriend of 7 months, who I love deeply. He has been divorced from his second wife for 2 years, and they have a dog together, which he would go to her house and visit. The dog has since been put to sleep. And they have a camper with 10 years left to pay. He said they have been trying to sell, and he said he hasn't texted her since the dog was put down. Last weekend she called, and he said he didn't know why, then said because of the camper and read me the texts. They were agreeing to meet to check on the camper. I couldn't understand why they had it together. The killer is during lovemaking. He called me her name. I saw the next day a picture of him and her in his sleepwear drawer. He tells me her bills will be paid off in 2 years, and that she's struggling because her daughter moved out and she didn't think she would. And that the dog was her companion and she has no friends. He swears he would never go back, but I do not feel that way. And after last weekend, the lie and him calling me her name was the last straw. Now I'm having remorse feelings. I feel like I want to call him.
Well, I mean, the lie was what? Does it say what exactly the lie was?
Let me read back here.
It's not clear. Did he sleep with her or not sleep with her?
Let's see. He's been divorced from home. They can't return. He said they've been trying to sell. He said he hasn't texted her since the dog was put down.
Oh, he hadn't texted her, but he texted her about the camper.
Right.
That was the lie, apparently. All right, kiddo, first of all, 7 months is not very long in a relationship, number one. And it takes, you hear me say, it takes 6 to 9 to 12 months to decide whether to stay or whether to go. And it would seem to me at this moment, rather than deciding that he lied to you or didn't lie to you, I mean, obviously you view her as a rival, rightly or wrongly. So him saying, well, you know, look, we own this camper in connection with one another, we're not enemies, that it's okay for me to text her, would have sent you off the deep end. So that's why, I mean, you know, you don't want to become his mother or the warden, that either you trust him or you don't trust him. And either you want him or you don't want him. And you need to make sure that this isn't you just deciding this isn't the guy that I thought he was, and whether it's because of her or something else. So before you decide to either call him or not call him, I'd just take a deep breath and decide, is this the guy that I want to spend the rest of my life with? And if the answer is yes, then I think you're going to have to back off the ex-wife situation a bit. And either you trust him or you don't trust him. And if you don't trust him, you ought not to be with him. And if you do trust him, the fact that they're not enemies is not necessarily here nor there. They haven't been divorced very long. I mean, I know 2 years is certainly past the one-year rule, but it does sound to me they still have entanglements. And the exes can be friends with one another, and doesn't mean that they would necessarily ever be back in love with each other. But they, you know, they were meaningful to each other at one point. And that he's, I mean, I'm not sure that it makes him a scoundrel to feel that she's lonely as long as he's not in bed with her. Calling you by someone else's name, I mean, that's why darling was invented. I don't know that I would hold him responsible for that. I'm sure he doesn't think of you as her. And that one of the things about sex or passion or anything else is that it does kind of turn off our brain. And so that, as I said, I think that he probably would have been much better off with darling, regardless. I'm sure he probably was not thinking about her, but he was with her a lot longer than he's been with you. And that memory is kind of a dangerous thing. So I'd be a little careful about judging an entire relationship about that, because it seems to me not particularly fair. What you need to do is focus on what happens with the two of you when you're together and whether you really can view him as having a platonic relationship with her or even a caring relationship with her, but that you trust him to not cheat on you. The lying, I think you're going to have to back off of sort of checking on him all the time, because you're encouraging him, because you're being a mom at that moment. If, you know, I'm checking on you, did you do this? That he's going to become the naughty little boy. And that's ridiculous for both of you. It doesn't make any sense at all. So, number one, you have to decide, is this the guy you want? And if so, then you need to decide whether, or including the fact that he may have an ongoing relationship with an ex that isn't threatening to you. And if it's going to be threatening to you, maybe this isn't the guy for you. Because it sounds like he does care about her. He may be one of those guys who needs to feel needed, and as long as she is, and she's really great at playing a victim, so they're all going, that if they were together, you know, if the two of you were together the next 500 years, that he may still view her as part of his responsibility. And if that's going to drive you nuts, then maybe he's just not the guy. So that's part two of, do you want him? If you do want him, then I think you have to decide you're going to have to back off this relationship a little bit, and you're going to have to tell him that you're going to ask fewer questions, but when you do ask questions, that he needs to be honest with you, even if it may make you unhappy, because lying to you just increases your sense of paranoia about it. But the real issue is not that he lied to you, because, you know, it's kind of like when your mother said to you, you know, where are you going? You said, I'm going to the library, because you know if you said you were going to go visit your boyfriend that she would have grounded you. So, and you become the mother in this relationship, which is unwise and unprofitable and unsexy. So you need, do I want this guy? And if so, is there a different role that I can assume that doesn't make the assumption he's going to have sex with her? And if there is, fine. If not, I, you know, suffer through the fact that you're going to miss him for a while and stay away from him. Because if you're going to go right back to the same lousy situation, it doesn't make any sense for either of you. It's pointless, and it's painful for both of you, so don't do it. So the question is, do I want him? Can I accept him under these circumstances? Can I accept the fact that he may always have a closer relationship with his ex than I would like, but he's committed to me and I'm committed to him? And if so, stop acting like his mother and give him a call. If not, just, you don't want to go through this more than once, so just endure the fact that you miss him and that he's just not the one for you. It doesn't make either of you a bad guy. It just means that this is a relationship that just wasn't suitable for what you really need in your life and what you really want. Okay? I know. 855-99-DR-JOY. You know, it really does come down to, at some point, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And if you want to stay, you figure out what will allow you to be comfortable in that decision. And if you want to go, you don't have to vilify somebody else or vilify yourself. You can just decide, I want to go. If your stance on everything is I want to go, you may want to decide whether you're capable of commitment and what is it about going that feels better than staying. But that needs to be the primary decision before you decide anything else. Because if you want to stay, then you figure out ways to stay. If you want to go, you don't need to figure out ways to go. You just go, right? But you need to figure out which is which. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. We have another hour to go. So if there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, give me a holler. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.